Okay, so magic, why not? Let's talk about magic and books and things like that. There's a fantastic, a thing that I found is like, I've only read the first of the Color of Magic series by Terry Pratchett. But a thing that I really, really enjoy about that book is that magic just seems to happen. Like I know that they explained it kind of roughly as like, oh, you learn a spell and then like that, like once you've said the spell, it kind of leaves your mind. And like, you've kind of like, there was this one system where he was saying like, oh, like the main, like the wizard in the story of the color of magic, he knew one spell. But he wasn't sure what it was. Like he just knew that it was bad. Like, he knew that it was, like, a huge spell that was forbidden, that nobody was allowed to do. But, like, it had... Like, he'd accidentally read a book, and it had clawed its way into his mind. And, like, he didn't know what it did or, like, what it would do. But the rest of the time is that, like, all the kind of, like, magical stuff, none of it was really, like, explained. It just kind of, like... there would be magic things and you wouldn't really worry about the system because you're already being taken. I think that's a really, really wonderful thing about Terry Pratchett's writing, is that you don't really have time to like worry about like, oh, why is this like this? Why is this like this? Because it doesn't take itself seriously enough to give you time to wonder. Because you're like, as soon as you're like, oh wait, what does that mean? Why is that? And like, it's already off in like the next sentence. Like, you're already being whisked off onto something else before you even have time to like wonder about this one thing that seems to be happening. It just kind of, it takes you on a journey and doesn't care what you think. It'll just go like, okay, we're going. Let's go. Let's see all these weird things. And you just kind of... he's got this fantastic way of world building I really like, which is, he'll just say offhand, like, oh, the Krull of such and such land, they do this, and they make this with this, and they'll just mention it, and then never talk about it again. And it's like, okay, great, now I know a bit about the world, but, like, I don't know how any of that works, but it's happening, I guess. That's the thing, I have no choice, but it happens. And stuff like that, and there's like talking about like magic swords and all that kind of thing, and the magic sword has a mind and it thinks this, but it just have to go with it. That's really interesting, like, as like compared to like some of the other stories that I've read, where like, it's another one by Brent Weeks, his Lightbringer series deals with color in an interesting way, where there are all these different colors. Like people have an innate ability to like, it's called drafting, to like create these physical things which are a certain color, and the different colors have different like cause different things to happen. I think they're just almost like different forms of matter. Like, blue is very rigid and hard and things like that. Green is a lot softer and more flexible. I think orange is like very like, it's very like moldable and malleable, and like yellow is like something like, and like red is like, is combustive and reactive and all this kind of thing. And there are all these different types of matter that cause different things, and it's like really, really interesting, because like, there's very clearly a structure. Everything has to operate in a certain way. But at the same time, it's still got that kind of innateness, and it's down to like the individual person how well they're able to use it. It's not like, I have this much magic in me. Like, I have this much, like, you know how like Star Wars was ruined for a lot of people, or like a big thing that ruined Star Wars for people was midichlorians, which is like, yeah, no, it was like this thing that was brought in the prequels, where like, before, in like the original Star Wars trilogy, the Force was this mystical thing. It was just this kind of like Buddhist concept of just like something that binds everything together and makes everything happen. But then in the prequels, somebody said like, oh, you have a lot of midichlorians. What's that? Oh, they're the things that make, they're little organisms that make up the world. I'm like, oh, what? Okay, no, and then they're like, and you have a lot of midichlorians, like you have a high midichlorian count. It was like, Oh, right. Okay, so it's you've okay, so there's no mysticism anymore. It's a physical phenomenon that just does things. Also, now you can just measure how much force you have. Like that I have this many force points, therefore I'm really good with the force. And that can like because the thing is like, I was young when the prequels came out, so like that was always kind of normal for me. I was like, oh, that's just the way it is. But when I think about it, it's like, how cool would it have been if like nobody ever mentioned midichlorians in Star Wars? If it just like it's just this thing, and you just, it's just the force. I don't understand it. It's just a thing that happens. And isn't that like that's such an interesting concept where like where it's just like a thing that happens and it's down to you how to use it. Like that just makes it so much more interesting. Like it doesn't make it like, oh, I am more powerful than you just because I am, because I'm special. Like it becomes like I am the best at using this because I'm skilled and all that kind of thing. And that's what I love seeing in magic systems is like the development of skill as a way of using it. Like for example, in Brent Weeks in the like Way of Shadows or well in Shadow's Edge, I think was like the second book, that's when this comes in, is that like there's this big battle coming up and one side has a lot of the far more competent, far more skilled magic users. And the other side is trying to like figure out how to like make it work or like how to actually fight that level of magic. So what they do is they change their approach. Instead of trying to develop like raw power magic skills, I think it was actually based on gender in Brent Weeks's thing where he was like people of a certain gender like have different like have different areas of magic that they can go into, or maybe it wasn't. I can't remember. It was a while ago that I read it, but the thing is that like because they weren't as like baseline powerful as the other side, what they did was they just like changed their approach and they're like, okay, well instead of trying to shoot fireballs, we've got a lot of competent archers. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna like create these little bundles or like these little things. We're gonna trap an explosive fire magic inside of this and like make a magic like wrapping and then just bind that like just magically bind that to an arrow so that when an arrow hits something it explodes. So it's like and I was like okay, instead of worrying about like doing all these physical magical things in the battle where you can use it to like ruin the roads as the enemy army is coming in and all this kind of thing, and it was all about like thinking your way through how to use the magic. And I think that's so much more interesting when people do that is like I like instead of Superman, like I instead of being Superman with the power to do literally anything I want at any time for no for any reason, I'm Aquaman and I have a certain set of skills, but if I know how to use them right, it's like I can be unbeatable. And so that's what I really like seeing in a magic system. That's why and that kind of like that's also why like the Terry Pratchett's kind of just like wild magic that just seems to happen without rhyme or reason, it seems to actually work because the thing is that like it's not like there's anybody who's directly in control of it. Everything like everybody is almost subject to their own magical to like their own magical ability. For example, like he has this thing like these people called hydrophobes who are able to like repel water, but it's because they're just so intensely like scared of water that they just repel it at all times. So they're able to like fly across seas because like and it seems like this really impressive magical thing, but like they're only doing that because they're just like ah like they just hate the water. So it's like a really, really interesting way of balancing it out without like getting too deep into the rules and things like that. There's so yeah, in Brent Weeks' Lightbringer trilogy, it's really interesting how like different like because the thing is that you can in Lightbringer or in the Lightbringer series, you could like people can be more than one type of color user. Like they can use different ones, but then that requires even more skill because they have to focus on how to combine the different ones.